Just a little shy of 9:30 in time for a visit with our good friend Dr. Brett Ellis on Ask Brett the Vet. We always take your questions. You can get those in to me at roy@realrootsradio.com. Or if you have one you want to leave in the voicemail, 937-374-3636 or 1-888-740-9444. And make sure you hit 4 with the automated attendant answers. That'll put the call right in here to the studio. Dr. Brett Ellis with us on Ask Brett the Vet for a Thursday. How's it going?
Good. Sorry about last week. We were up in Wisconsin, or on our way to Wisconsin, and I missed the time change. I went to look at 9:30 and or just before. It was 10:30 on WBZI time, so messed that one up. But, yeah, we were had a nice trip up to see Dr. Clark's folks and her brother, sister-in-law, who's also a veterinarian, so had a good time and saw their kids and took the dogs and had some nice camping nights out there. It was hotter there on Saturday than it was here, believe it or not. So, but now they're back down to normal, so we're still suffering. So that'll be a good topic for today.
Yeah, no doubt about that, because the heat is on. So yeah. When it comes to that, what do we need to do for our four-legged friends to make sure that everybody stays okay in this brutal heat?
Yeah, so, I mean, it's pretty common sense. You know, you got to keep them out of the heat, out of the sun. You know, most people don't have exclusively outdoor dogs today, but they're still out there. And one thing, you know, that dog may have been able to withstand that weather for the last 12 years, no problem. But sometimes things happen. You know, that heart murmur becomes more significant and they get a little more heart failure, or their kidneys aren't working as good and they're just not able to cool themselves and stay hydrated. Those things can happen. And, you know, especially our long coat dogs that can get mats in this time of year. And when those mats get wet and damp and hot and flies lay eggs in them, then you get maggots on your dog. And that's not as common as it used to be, thank goodness, but it is something that still happens and something to be aware of. So, you know, especially our elderly pets out there, and then our pets that are the short-nosed dogs, the brachycephalic breeds that have short noses and long palates. You know, dogs cool themselves by breathing and exchanging heat with the air that way, because they don't sweat through their skin like we do. So when they got that long palate and a short nose, they just can't cool themselves like a normal dog with a you know, normal length nose, and they're able to exchange air much more efficiently. So, you know, taking that walk, if you're going to do the walks, do them early in the morning. I mean, it's already 90 degrees out here.
Yes.
So, you know, it's no joke. And you know, do it early in the morning, do it late at night. Of course, you know, that's when mosquitoes like to be out too. So, you know, keep your dogs on their heartworm prevention and flea and tick medication, because they're still out there as well. Now, when it gets this bad, I think there's a bit of a decrease in the fleas and ticks, but depends on where you are and where you hang out and what the environment's like. It's still nasty out there. So, especially seeing that the best time to be out is when the mosquitoes want to be out and feed too. So keep that in mind, and we'll just put a little natural. We use the combination of what's that lotion called? Yeah, you know, Avon lotion.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so skin so soft. We put
some. Okay, gotcha.
With a product called Clack Dio that you can get from Big B's Pharmacy. And we'll just spray that on them. It smells good, and it's good for the skin, and kind of keeps the mosquitoes away on those times of the night when we take those dusk walks. That seems to work well. And but there are some products out there to help keep the bugs off your pet. And, you know, the DEET and stuff like that can be a little irritating to the skin. So, you know, I think some dogs can handle it, but I wouldn't say all dogs. And so you just need to talk to your vet about what they recommend, or find the product that works best for you, and start with a little bit and make sure it doesn't cause a problem, especially if you're going to be out in the sun. That can sometimes change the way those drugs can interact with the skin. So, you know, use caution with that. And we got fireworks coming too. So, you know, keeping them, your dog's afraid of noises, getting them in a quiet, secluded area. And it's not like it's just the 4th of July anymore. It's yeah, like for the month, so a couple of weeks around the 4th of July. So, and there are some medications that can help some dogs, with their anxiety from the noise. So, composure treats work really well. So those are a non-prescription item that you can get from your veterinarian or on Chewy. Is that what they're called? Composure? Yeah. Composure treats. Those sounds work right, really well. And, you know, and some dogs do need more of a sedative type, anti-anxiolytic drugs, that can be helpful when they really need it. So, talk to your vet about that. And if you need us, give us a call at 937-372-9978.
Now, Doc, what about, what do they call them? Like thunder blankets or something like that? Is it, do you find that those work pretty well?
Some dogs do. So if you have a dog that is comfortable, in their cage, comfortable in their environment, but they really get fearful when they go out and they, see the world, it seems like those are the dogs that benefit from those thunder shirts. And like a lot of times Chewy, you know, you order it on there, or, some pet stores will allow you to return it if it doesn't. So, you know, fitting is important. You don't want it too tight. You don't want it too loose. So sometimes that's better to take them to, you know, a box store and get, try it on and make sure you get the right size, because trying to fit your dog for those things can be a bit of a challenge, but, we do see those help a lot of times. So, yeah, that's another good idea.
Dr. Brett Ellis joining us on Ask Brett the Vet with some tips to get us through the heat of July, as well as the 4th of July coming up here shortly. And don't forget, if you have questions, you can always get those into us at roy@realrootsradio.com. And, of course, if you need veterinary associates, they are there. But I'm sure it's probably going to take a little while to get in, because I know that I keep hearing more and more about, you know, just shortage of veterinarians all over the country.
Yep, and we are doing our best to take care of our clients, and but it is sometimes a challenge. There's just only so many people there and so much space, so we're doing our best. But patience and understanding is a good quality to have when you're trying to get in to see your vet.
Doc, thank you so much. Appreciate the time as always, my man.
You guys. Take care. Thank you. We'll talk next week.
All right. See you, brother.